Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We are back. I've been gone for, I don't know, about 3 weeks to a month. So I'm coming back with a hairy episode. I'm here with Dr. Deutsch. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did. Deutsch.
And this is a little different, this podcast episode, because, and it's the first reveal. Those of you who follow me may have noticed that I've become like a bit of a chia pet with my hair growing. And that is thanks to Bosley and Dr. Deutsch. And this is not an infomercial episode. There's going to be a lot of great content that we're going to talk about in this. So make sure you don't go away, okay? Because I'm going to fill you in on why I got this procedure and all of that. So Dr. Deutsch, tell me a little bit about you. How long have you been putting hair on men?
So I've been doing this for almost 19 years. Prior to this, I was a cardiothoracic surgeon, which is heart and lung surgery. And long story short, I needed a change. There was a lot of different things going on in that field. And I had young kids at the time, and I really wanted to start spending more time with the family and just do something different, not be at the whim and beck and call of the insurance companies, reimbursements, liabilities, et cetera. So I looked into this and never looked back. And as I said, I've been doing it with Bosley for the last 19 years and love it. Love it.
And why is Bosley known as kind of the premier? Because I looked around, you know, a lot of people in the U.S. when they want to get, is it called hair replacement?
Hair restoration.
Hair restoration.
Yeah.
You know, they look at flying to another country, right? Sure. And then there's those of us who are wanting to stay local.
Sure.
What differentiates Bosley from these people that are wanting to fly to another country to get this procedure?
Well, first of all, we're the leaders in the industry. We've been doing it longer than everybody else. And we have a tremendous commitment to excellence. And what I mean is that this is what we do day in, day out. We have an amazing staff from administration all the way down to our medical assistants that work with us on a daily basis. We're committed to excellence. We stay abreast of all the newest developments in the hair restoration industry. You know, we're the leaders in the field and with a very strong commitment.
Yeah, I didn't realize, hair is one of those weird things. I didn't realize I was going bald until I was really bald.
Right. You know, it's one of those things where if you're not tuned into it, You might not know. It basically takes about 50% loss in an area before you know it. So a lot of people will come in and I'll say, well, you know, how long have you been experiencing hair loss? You know, 5 years, 10, whatever. Mm-hmm. They'll say, no, it's just been within the last couple of years. And I can look at them and know it's been longer than that. And, you know, I'll say, take out some pictures. And, you know, there's a picture from 5 years ago where you can already see that there's some loss. But typically it takes about 50% of hair loss in an area before you see it. And then there's kind of that the straw that breaks the camel's back where you just lose a little bit more and then say, I need to do something about this, or, you know, I can see that I'm losing hair.
Yeah, a lot of men I've noticed, especially since I got the procedure, are very insecure about the hair on their heads.
Sure.
I didn't realize how many men are trying to hide with wearing hats, wishing they had longer hair.
Sure.
You know, when I would go on television on Dr. Phil, they'd color in parts.
Right. Yeah.
So my last book I wrote, One Decision, I remember when they were choosing the covers, they even offered for me to fill in more of my hairline. Right. And I thought, what a weird thing. Yeah. They're wanting to fill in my hairline. But it just goes to show that so many people are really invested and interested in having hair.
It's true. It's really important, as you hit on it. I mean, it's a security issue for a lot of guys, and a sense of well-being and their general appearance. I mean, historically, hair has been associated with, you know, power and the good, you know, think all the way back to biblical times, Samson, right? They thought his power was due to his hair. And, you know, you look at advertisements and, you know, it's a guy in a convertible with his long flowing hair. Right. And there's just always been this sense that hair really can make somebody. And on the other hand, hair loss can really add to loss of self-esteem.
Yeah, I was surprised how... So I came in, it must have been like a year ago.
Almost a year ago.
Yeah. And I, you know, we did the before and after photos, which is wild how much hair has grown on my head.
Yeah, you look great.
Well, thank you. But it's wild because it's actually cool at 43 years old to be able to... I'm growing my hair out again where I can like style it.
Sure.
Which when you're balding, it actually looks worse when your hair grows long because it looks like you're, you know, like I was trying to cover up.
Right.
And it's interesting to me that there's also this kind of, I wouldn't say stigma, but people want to be very private that they got
a procedure done,
right?
Yeah, no, there's no question. I mean, from a, you know, from the point of view of our practice, say just on kind of the business side, that's, you know, it's always been a bit of a hindrance because you don't have word of mouth. A lot of people, I'd say the majority, it's becoming more and more mainstream now. Things are changing, particularly with men, you know, saying that they're, you know, hair transplant, Botox, fillers, things like that. But you don't have as much of that word of mouth as you have with other fields because people are very private about it. They're not going to say, oh yeah, I went to Bosley and had a hair transplant. They might say, I started Propecia, I started Rogaine. That's a safe thing. When people ask me, you know, what should I say? I don't want to say I had a hair transplant. I say, well, you can say I've started, like I said, Propecia or Rogaine or laser therapy.
Right.
And you know, it's helped with my...
I wonder why there is even a stigma for it. Like, if you think about it, it has more of a stigma than someone doing steroids. It has more of a stigma than coloring hair. Like, it's just... It may even have more stigma than even Botox, in a way.
It might. I think a lot of it has its roots in that the early procedures, the quote-unquote plugs, just had such a gnarly appearance. Because what a plug was it's basically a plug of hair, where you take almost like a cigar cutter, and you take out a plug of hair that might have 5 or 10 or 15 hairs in it. And then they put them very regularly spaced. So it looked unusual. You know, you'd have it, there was no random organization to it. They were very evenly spaced and they were just these plugs that looked very bizarre. And I think there's still, you know, there's still quite a few guys that had that done that are out there, and a lot of them in high level public positions. And I think that's that still people look at that and that's what they think of with hair transplant.
Yeah. I also think there's this idea, even though majority of people don't really apply it to their own lives, that we should just be happy with what we're born with and just be happy with the aging process. And I think it's kind of ridiculous because that would be like, well, anything aesthetic, I should just be happy with. But then if that was the case, we wouldn't care what we dress like.
Right.
We wouldn't care how we trimmed our beards. And I think that there's, for men, there's a little bit of a stigma on wanting to really enhance hair growth on your head.
Sure.
Because somehow doing self-care is less manly.
Right.
Like, I'm going to try, it's like a maze,
yes.
Right?
But yeah, I agree.
It doesn't really make sense because every guy I know wants to look good, wants to feel good. I know for me, it's interesting, since I had the procedure and when I had my hair longer, man, I was getting a lot more attention.
Sure.
And it's, well, I did not think that. I thought I was kind of like this, I don't have low physical aesthetic esteem, right, but I thought I was like kind of this, like, I don't know, this bearish looking guy with like kind of a short hair. And then when I started to grow it out, I noticed it just worked better.
It's amazing the transformations that we see in people. And you know, you as a life coach should know this. It hits a lot of different facets of life. We'll have guys that'll come in, they'll start to feel better about themselves, and women, guys and women, because at, you know, Bosley, we do transplants and hair restoration on women as well. But it it transforms them and sets this sort of this positive domino effect where then they say, hey, you know what? Maybe I should lose some weight. You know, they start exercising, they start eating better, and it's a whole transformative process that started with the hair restoration.
Well, let's go through for the people listening the actual procedure and what happens, because I did not do a lot of research, so I didn't know what to expect. So there were some surprises and some surprises even months later, right?
Yeah.
Because I would text you even after the procedure because you're initially what you were doing is taking hair from the back, pulling them out.
Correct.
And then each hair is then kind of put in the place or stitched in a way. And then you allow it to heal. Correct. And over time, those hairs fall out and new hairs grow because of it, right?
Correct. So the first thing starts that I would recommend if anybody feels like they're losing hair or concerned, the first thing that you can do is you can contact Bosley for a consult. All of our consultations are free. And then what we do is we'll go through a history with you and a hair-directed history, evaluate your loss, look at the potential causes for your loss. In most men, the vast majority of men, it's something called androgenetic alopecia. It's a fancy word. Androgen is hormones or hormones, genetics or heredity. So it's a combination of hormones and heredity or genetics that, for the vast majority, that causes the bulk of hair loss. There are other factors as well. Hair loss and hair growth are very complicated, but those are the major things. Anyway, and then we can go through a treatment plan with you as to what's the best thing to do. The basis of the procedure is just like you explained, is we take hair from the back of the head and then we move it to the front, the top, or wherever the need is. For some reason, and I don't know evolutionarily why that is, that hair on the back of the head is permanent. It's resistant to, in the vast majority of people, it's resistant to the effects of heredity and hormones that cause hair loss. So we know we can move it around and it'll be permanent. So that's the basis of the procedure. There's two different ways of doing, of getting the hair, essentially two different ways of getting the hair from the back of the head and moving it around. One is the strip method, or FUT, which is the traditional method where we remove that as a strip and then we sew it back together and it just leaves a fine scar back underneath the hair, so that even if your hair is very, very short, most of the time you won't even see that scar.
I didn't get that.
No, you didn't get that. You got what's called the FUE, or follicular unit excision. That's a newer version or technique that we use, where we take the hairs out, as you said, one by one, rather than removing it as a strip. We take them out one by one, and then we place them back in one by one. By the way, when we do the strip, we do place them back one by one as well. But with this, we...
Is it just a difference of price?
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, there is a difference in price, but it's a difference in technique. The major benefit of the FUE, or follicular unit excision, is that it doesn't leave a linear scar.
Right.
So that if you wear very short hair, you have the flexibility of there not being a scar. Even though, as I said, we have many men that have had the strip done that have a great closure, and you can. But the FUE doesn't leave the linear scar, so it gives you that flexibility. It's also, in most people, a little bit less discomfort or pain after the procedure. But that's what you had done.
Got it. And so it's a long procedure.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I must have been in there
all day.
Yeah. There must have been 6 or 7 different people coming in and out, you know, because I imagine after a few hours, their hands start to, it's so much detail.
Sure, they need to take a break. Yeah, we have a whole team, that accomplishes
you're on a medication to help with the pain because there would be pain otherwise, right?
Sure. So this procedure is conducted under local anesthesia. Some people that are very nervous, we can give them a mild sedative, something like Valium, that sort of takes the edge off. If they're not driving, obviously we can do that. But otherwise, it's local anesthesia, and it's extremely well tolerated. But as you said, it's an all-day procedure because it's a very it's a complex procedure, and there's a lot going on. You know, if we're doing 2,000 grafts, those are 2,000 hairs that have to be removed and then have to be placed back in. So there's a lot going on. But I you can answer this better, but I think most people really have a good day. We have, you know, you can watch TV during the day, fall asleep, you can listen to music. We have lunch for you and beverages for you, and it's actually
It's very comfortable. It's tedious in the sense that you're in one position for a long time, and so you have to really go, all right, this is going to be an all day procedure, which the good thing about it is there's so much detail in it, and that's why you get the outcomes, right? And that's why people keep coming back. That's why I had such great hair growth.
Sure.
Is, you know, everyone wants the quick fix, but that's just not how it works in terms of, you know, this procedure. But I thought it was comfortable. The staff were cool. Little bit of a headache, I think, afterwards. I imagine anyone who has their head picked on for all day has a headache.
Certainly can happen.
And then after the procedure, you can't, you know, wash your own hair for like 2 days or something.
Yeah, if you're gonna, if you're not, we offer a complimentary hair wash. Yeah, the next day or the day after.
I love a complimentary hair wash.
Absolutely, complimentary in both that it doesn't cost anything, and when you come back, we'll compliment you.
Right.
So that's it. So if you don't take advantage of that, then you wash it on your own 2 days later, and we give you very explicit instructions on how to do that. And, you know, so that's the basis that as far as the follow-up goes, there's not a ton of follow-up.
No.
It's basically like planting a seed and then watching things grow, which is another nice thing. And it also comes in gradually. So people a lot of times will say, something looks different.
Yeah.
Can't put my finger on it. So you want to get a revised version of yourself. You don't want to, you know, get a, that's the way it is in probably in any aesthetic branch of surgery, but you want a revised, refreshed version of yourself, not a completely different person.
Right.
You know, typically.
Yeah. I know, I started to really notice it maybe 6 months later.
Yeah, that's about right.
And then how long does it grow? How long does it take typically until the last batch kind of starts growing?
So about a year is when it's fully grown in, where the hair, most of the hair that's going to grow by about 6 to 8 months has already come through the skin.
Right.
But it can still thicken up. You know, if the individual diameter is still a little thin, that can still thicken up. So typically the first 3 months, there's not much going on, because think of it like planting a seed. If you plant a seed into the ground, you know, it takes a while until that seed germinates, and then a plant or whatever is going to grow. Same kind of thing. We plant the follicle. The follicle is the thing that we're interested in. It has to make its way to the skin surface and then grow through. And then it typically grows at the rate of about a half an inch a month. So after about the first 3 months, when it starts to grow, after another 6 months, you've got, you know, 2 to 3 inches of growth. And then it grows just normal, like your hair would on the back of your head.
Where do women typically get it?
Same thing. Oh, the donor hair, or where do they get loss?
Meaning, and what age is typical?
So the vast majority, it's about 30 to 50. That's the vast majority of our people that are coming in. You know, over half the population are going to experience some sort of hair loss by probably the age of 30 or 40. Similarly, in women, it's a much more delicate situation in women, because, you know, it's socially acceptable for a guy to lose his hair, right? I mean, it's not the worst thing, and they can shave their head. But for a woman, it's very emotionally charged, because it's not, unfortunately, socially acceptable, and it's very difficult for a woman. But we have, you know, transplantation is an option for them, as well as a host of other adjuncts that Bosley offers. Like I mentioned before, minoxidil or Rogaine. We have Bosley formulas. We have the Bosley Revitalizer, which is a low-level laser therapy, laser light therapy, which is very effective. We have PRP, platelet-rich plasma, which is another modality. So there are also, under this umbrella of hair restoration, there's the transplant part, which is really the only way to get more hair, and then the maintenance part, which are the things that I mentioned before, because ideally you want to keep the hair that you have and add more. You don't want to just add more by a transplant and continue to lose your untransplanted hair. So that's how you get your best result. And so at Bosley, we offer all of those things that I just mentioned, the transplant part, as well as all the other adjunctive maintenance parts.
And typically how many hair, like, I don't remember how many we did.
I think we did about 2,200 on you.
Okay.
Our average procedure, all comers, is about 1,700, 1,800, somewhere in that range.
Got it.
You know, it just depends upon your loss. Some people just want to add a little bit to the front of their hairline. That might only be 800 or 1,000 grafts. Other people want to get the whole head. That might be 3,000 grafts. So just, you know, it just depends. And most of our people will do this at least a second, if not a third time, just because there's only so much we can do in a given session. They might want to add a little bit more, like a second coating, so to speak, to improve the density, or there might be ongoing loss.
Right.
But you want to wait at least a year between procedures before doing that.
Got it. And who shouldn't get a procedure like this?
I think people whose expectations are out of line with what we can realistically deliver.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only so much we can do. Just to kind of break it down in numbers, if you look at a guy that's like a Larry David kind of guy or somebody who's lost all their hair, they've probably lost in excess of 60 or 70,000 hairs. The donor area back there is probably only going to produce maybe 6 or 7,000 hairs. Mm. So it's a fraction of what you would need, but it's about what you want to get accomplished. Some guys want to just get some hair in the front so they can grow it long and comb it back. Others want a full head of hair. People like that, it's not realistic. We won't be able to. So that,
like, you have a good head of hair. Did you get it?
No, I haven't had it done.
You've never got the procedure?
No.
Well, you have really good hair.
Thank you. I just got lucky. I've got other problems, but my hair seems to be okay.
But your hair is not one.
Correct. Thank you.
I got you.
But you know, so when those people might not be candidates. There might be medical contraindications, if somebody's on a blood thinner, if they have some sort of inflammatory process, some organic cause that they might not be a candidate. But the vast majority of people are candidates. And the important point, as I said, is our realistic expectations, having a very thorough consultation and a very thorough discussion with what we can accomplish. And for most people, it's a really positive outcome.
Yeah, no, I had a very good experience. The outcome was very good. I mean, the before and after pictures speak for themselves.
I think it looks great.
I even, after having the ability to have more hair, then I even started dyeing my hair a little bit. I'm like,
yeah.
Like, it just brought a new, because you can't really do much when you're balding with your hair, except one style, so to speak.
Sure.
And I think that it brought me a lot of, it brought confidence and also like new types of confidences that I hadn't even expected. I mean, look, I'm gay, but women are really into hair.
Yeah.
I mean, I think more so than even gay men, it was kind of surprising to me when I had a full head of hair, I was getting a lot more attention from women, strangely, than when I had short, like balding hair.
Right.
And I don't know if that's because for women, that's also a thing or not. I'm not saying all women are into longer hair, but it was just interesting to me, like even the types of people that would flirt.
Sure.
So you guys I appreciate you guys for the listeners giving a code, because today's listeners can get a free info kit from Bosley where you can find out all their available hair loss solutions. Plus, you'll get a $250 off gift card. Just text the word coach to 203-203. That's right. You just text. You guys are signed up for my text message that you receive text messages from me. So the same thing would be for Bosley. You just text 203-203, text the word coach. Bosley is America's number one hair restoration expert. And you can find out why they're the leaders. No matter what level of hair loss, they have a solution for you, which we talked about. And all you have to do is text coach to 203-203 to get a free assessment and be able to figure things out. And, I came to you guys to get my hair back and it worked. It worked better than I thought it would. Thank God it worked. And I think you did an exceptional job. My friend's, I don't want to say his name because he has a stigma around hair, but my friend had seen you and I saw the results that he got. And he was balding. Mm-hmm. And so that was part of my confidence in coming over to you guys. Yeah. And I've sent a bunch of my friends.
Appreciate that.
And we're working together to reduce the hair stigma. you're here at CAST Centers where we help reduce the stigma for mental health. And also I think that, as I mentioned, there's a stigma for hair. So I appreciate you,
sure,
sitting down with me and coming in. And
my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
If you're listening, make sure to check out Bosley and just to check it out. Just see if it can make sense for you. There's nothing wrong with trying to improve something and feel better. And sometimes we waste a lot of money on things that we think are going to make us feel better. But I don't think this is one of those things that's a waste. So you guys can go over to Bosley, go over their social media, their Instagram account. I'm sure they're going to be posting my hair, the before and after, so you can check it out there. It's a reveal.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming, reveal. Dr. D.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. Until next time, guys, keep it magical.
Sounds good.